The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at the generous 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can also get on Twitch and stick with us during the breaks because we're having some pretty good conversations on there. We're all over music in the last hour, and then it turned into Hanna-Barbera land, which is now where Splashtown is.
Yeah.
And we kind of had a whole fun conversation.
I didn't realize that because I was a kid. But I
One follow-up from the music things. I'm curious, when you say taste in music, y'all's general spectrum is usually rock, not funk or R&B or rap, pop. Actually, AJ likes a lot of hip-hop.
I do.
I says, is that all you listen to? Says, Fred, you don't like George Clinton and Funkadelic or the Isley Brothers, Prince? I was never a Prince fan, but you know, one of the first bands I played in, we did Isley Brothers songs, and I've always liked George Clinton, but I'm just more, you know, now I listen to whatever I'm in the mood for. It's usually music. I use music to pump me up, whether it's for a workout or just whatever reason, and I'm always going to, like the other night, like some nights when the wife feels like drinking, we'll sit on the balcony and have a few drinks and play some music. And she always wants Nickelback or some crap like that. But I, you know,
never made it as a wise man.
Yeah, she likes that one. But then when she goes to bed, like the other night, it was like
crank it up.
I was on a big Black Sabbath kick, so I just played old Ozzy Black Sabbath, not the Black Sabbath that I did say earlier in the show was better than the Ozzy Sabbath. But I'll just listen to some of that, and then Judas Priest. Just going through a bunch of old Judas Priest songs and reimagining the lyrics now that I know he was singing about men and not women.
That's okay, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's like Top Gun. It gives you a whole new perspective.
Who are we to judge their taste?
I mean, hey, I love those guys, man. They're one of the best live acts I've ever seen. So I logged into Twitch. First time seeing Fred without a hat. Jesus looking like the Danny DeVito in the Batman movie. Okay.
Why? That's cruel.
That's okay. You guys can be cruel.
That's not what Twitch is all about.
No, be cruel.
Actually, I guess it kind of is.
Don't be cruel. No, be as cruel as you want. Man, that's what I'm here for, is for you guys to make fun of. Man, I'm here to help you feel better about your lives. Because then you look at me and you say, wow, I don't want to have to look like that.
Right.
Fred, how was Beethoven live? See, there you go. You guys are, you're on it. That's what I'm here for. I'm here for your amusement.
What am I, a clown?
Well, kind of. Oh. Somebody says they're going to PC all the funny out of Ren and Stimpy.
That would be lame. Yeah. I don't want that to happen.
But
it probably will be.
Yeah, done. Yeah. So, oh boy. Somebody says he only did the first season of it, and then the rest of them weren't as good.
So, of Ren and Stimpy?
Yeah.
Well, he created it. That's like,
yeah,
he came up with the idea for a show. That's like saying, you know,
that would be like before Stan Lee passed away going, hey, we're going to make a lot of Marvel movies. You going to ask Stan Lee about it? No.
Well, yeah.
We got this.
Or like Mike Judge with Beavis and Butthead or King of the Hill. And they're just like, no, we got this, buddy. He's like, no, I kind of created this.
This is my brainchild.
This whole world. I feel like I should have some say. But I guess if you have sexual misconduct, you don't get a say anymore.
Yeah, well, defend misconduct.
I'm going to avoid any sexual misconduct.
Oh, I'm going to be like the vice president and just not talk to any woman that's not my wife.
Yeah. Can you make sure that there's someone else in the room, please?
Yeah, exactly. Because look what happened to Matt Lauer.
Busted.
If it could happen to Matt Lauer, it can happen to you, AJ.
That's true. You know, Matt Lauer's pretty handsome. Seems more likely that, you know, there would be chicks okay with that than with me.
I don't know, man. Well, like I said, that Apple series that you need to watch.
I don't want to watch that show.
You will. I'm telling you, You'll like it. It's really good.
There's some, like, I believe you about the Beastie Boys thing, but I don't want to watch that Jennifer. I don't like Jennifer Aniston.
Well, she's not likable in here. I mean, and she, her character's not likable, which is what makes the whole thing better. It's because she's not somebody you root for ever.
No.
I mean, I don't like her, but that ought to tell you something. I can't stand her, and yet I thought the show was fantastic. So, and you know what? You need to watch it. Then you never will sexual harass anybody.
That's true.
I pretty much guarantee you that. And, I mean, it's eye-opening. But it's not, and again, it's not something I wanted to watch. I wasn't going to watch it at all. The wife just started watching it on her own, and then I started watching the episode, and I'm like, man, this is kind of interesting. And with Steve Carell is kind of creepy Matt Lauer, and it got better from there. So, but the Beastie, there's some good stuff on that Apple TV, man. I resisted for a long time, and then it was one of those weekends where before sports was back, and it's like, all right, let's watch. I want to watch Greyhound. And
I mean, if I've got it for free, there's really not much sense in me not trying.
Yeah. Well, the two to watch are the Beastie Boys and then The Morning Show. There's some other decent stuff on there you might like. But what I found now is that I did get through Umbrella Academy Sunday, but I'm not on TV shows right now because I got hockey all day.
Yeah.
And then I flip over and watch some basketball. I'm watching whenever the Rockets play and a couple of innings of Astros. But right now, man, it's
you're a busy man.
The awesomest thing in the world is 11 a.m., man. I got a hockey game on, and then it's just on all day. And then when I get home at night, guess what else I can watch? More hockey. And I know it's going to be gone soon, so, I mean, it's going to, as they get further in the playoffs, obviously you're going to have fewer games. So this, to me, is like the first week of the NCAA basketball tournament. We've just got game after game after game after game. Not just from a betting perspective, but...
actually enjoy hockey.
Yeah, I do, but... Intergalactic Jay said, just discovered Peaky Blinders on Netflix.
Oh, that's a good show.
Yeah, it is. And I guess the next season is delayed because of the Rona. But I thought that show, the first six seasons were just fantastic. I thought the last one kind of sucked.
Man, the best thing you could do is have shows ready when Rona hit. Because, like, especially early when people were just locked up. Any show you put out was going to be a hit.
Oh, God, that's why the Tiger King would never have been what it was.
No, I mean.
It just happened to coincide with the first couple of weeks of it, too.
Right. Would it have been interesting? Probably.
Yeah.
Would it have been that?
Become a pop culture super hit?
No chance.
But we did this a couple weeks ago. Went through, like, the top 10 Netflix downloads. They're all from recently now.
Yep.
Because everybody's watching them, which is why I find it interesting that I haven't found the numbers, but that baseball and NBA aren't doing all that great in terms of ratings right now.
Well, that's surprising to me too,
because that's I think people, you would have thought people had been so starved for it. Maybe it's just because we're around it and the people that we talk to are we're starved for it. Maybe we're just around too many people, because I'm guessing there's not really that many Patrick Creightons out there who's just dying for baseball.
Probably not.
Not nearly as many as I thought. Now, football,
that's a different story. Yeah.
You know, but, and I guess because you're, Joel's around and Nick's around, you think, well, everybody wants basketball back. Maybe it was just Joel and Nick.
That's it. They're the only two people who care.
I was the only one who cared about hockey.
Hockey, yeah.
Yeah, so
it's just you.
It's just me. But... yeah, we actually went over to the Maple Leaf after work last night to get some dinner and a little poutine, which their poutine's really good. And people were there to watch some of the games, which was cool, but it was nice and distant. There weren't that many people. I don't think there was more than 20 people in the place, and everybody was spread out. And, I'm totally okay with that atmosphere. But I've also had a couple places I've gone to in the last week that they had too many people, so I just didn't go in. But we're trying to get out a couple times a week just to, mainly because the wife's job right now is it's too much for her to cook. So we figure, all right, we got some pre-made stuff that for a couple nights a week, but then a couple nights a week we go out to eat. So a new Fargo trailer there.
It's hit and miss with me.
Yeah, Ever since the
I don't want aliens. Well, I don't want spaceships.
Ever since the spaceship, I think it has not been as good.
I mean, you got to admit, that can ruin a show. Because we were talking about that show every time.
It was
coming
so
in like, oh, what a great episode.
Yeah, it was so good. And then at the end,
there's like, oh, there's a UFO that just totally took away what...
Yeah.
All the good thing you had going there.
All right, let's take a quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. 214 says, to be fair to Fargo, the UFO was used as a plot device in the beginning with that guy getting run over by Kristen Dunst.
It was stupid.
Set the whole show up. Doesn't make its use in the shoot. Yeah, it was just... To me, I am...
You're either a serious show that like is supposed to be believable and, you know, in this universe, or you're some kind of a wacky conspiracy show. You got
to
decide.
See, to me, you can... When you define your universe... Okay, if time travel is going to be a part of it, so let's take Endgame, for example. We know that time travel is going to be a part of that movie. You define that going in. So I'm going to accept the fact that you time travel. And then you did your best to explain it, which still doesn't quite work. But, hey, better than anything else I've seen do time travel. When you're doing a show like that that's supposed to be a crime show, and all of a sudden you drop something completely from a different universe in it, you know what it would be like? It would be like we're watching... Thor and Iron Man have a conversation, and suddenly Batman walks in.
Right.
You can't have a DC guy in a Marvel movie. So it totally ruined the suspension of disbelief because, you know, because you can buy into almost anything, right? You can buy into vampire movies. You can buy into zombie shows.
You just got to let me know at the beginning this is what it is.
Yeah, it's like going into it, this is the universe that we're in. And then if you pull something that's completely out of it, it's like, it'd be like, you know, like watching a prison movie, and then all of a sudden you drop a spaceship in there and they all escape. I mean, you'd have the same reaction. That was one of the worst examples of that I've ever seen. And it didn't ruin the show, but it definitely, I have not enjoyed it nearly as much since. So I'm not as fired up for this one. And you know, and some of the stuff they were doing too, tying characters together just seemed a little bit of a stretch. But up until then, that was one of the best shows on TV.
It was.
No question.
I mean, and that totally ruined it for me. Mm. All right, let's talk to Kevin. Hello, Kevin. Sports to you.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing sports.
Well, I was trying to think about what you were saying about the cartoons. And what did you think about the way... that, you know, other channels depicted adult entertainment that was, for example, Pee Wee Herman, as children's entertainment, and then they ousted him because it wasn't related to the show, but it was said that, you know, he was caught in this movie theater and whatever happened, but still... I don't think the guy's a bad guy. I just think he was very creative.
I agree with you completely. Pee Wee Herman is a treasure and should be treated as such. Listen, Pee Wee Herman did do a show for kids. He also did adult shows. Pee Wee Herman starred in a Cheech and Chong movie. I don't think anyone believed that that was a children's show. I would say Pee-wee's Big Adventure was great for children and adults. One of the greatest movies of the 1980s, bar none, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And if you disagree with that, well, you're an idiot, because that's a great movie. Big Top Pee-wee, not so much. They can't all be hits.
No.
They can't all be hits.
Yeah.
But Pee-wee's Big Adventure,
They can't all be Imbop.
No. Pee-wee's Big Adventure is a fantastic movie. And what did Pee-wee Herman get canceled for? Pee-wee Herman got canceled before cancel culture was real. Pee-wee Herman got canceled for masturbating in a theater built for people to masturbate in. I mean,
a porn theater, and he got caught.
That was the entrapment, is like they built these theaters where it's pretty much recognized that you're going to be masturbating in these little rooms. And then they're like, oh, well, we got a celebrity in here. Let's bust him. And they busted Pee-wee Herman for masturbating to... There were no children around. They had nothing.
Pretty sure he had a trench coat, which is what you're supposed to wear when you're in there.
Yeah. And I don't think he was wearing his Pee-wee costume underneath it. He was just wearing regular clothes. I think Pee-wee Herman got a raw deal, a real raw deal.
You know, like saying, oh my God, James Harden goes and watches women dance naked in an entire establishment that makes all of their money off of women dancing naked.
Oh. You don't think there's some grinding going on there that he's... just saying. Yeah, now that would... You know what? If that were now, he wouldn't even make a headline.
No.
It'd be like, okay. But
that said, I used to call those places Jack Shacks. I don't know what the real terminology for them is, but
yeah, that works.
I don't think those exist anymore. I don't think there are those theaters where, well, I mean, at least they don't exist in, you know, it may be an underground thing. I'm sure you can probably go somewhere and I doubt you can put a quarter in the slot anymore and have the peep show, but I'm sure it costs a little bit more than a quarter.
Yeah.
But I don't see places like that anymore. I'm guessing those adult video megaplexes you see like along the interstates, like if you're driving through Arkansas and it's like 24-hour video, I'm guessing they probably have a special room.
Yeah, I just assume
a viewing room.
I just assume there's prostitution going on in there.
But I also assume you could easily be captured and murdered there because it seems like the plot to a Chainsaw Massacre film.
By a prostitute.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I'm just going to stop off and, you know, buy myself some pornography at this 24-hour store. Next thing you know, you're being hung up in Leatherface's kitchen, and I don't want that.
You know what? What was the last thing you saw him in? I know he was speaking of those of you calling me the Penguin, he played the Penguin's father in that Batman movie.
In was it the movie or was it in Gotham?
No, it was in the movie. He was the dad in whichever Tim Burton Batman was Danny DeVito.
Okay, but that was called Batman Returns?
I think so. It might be Batman Returns. It was a Val Kilmer Batman.
He was in Mystery Men.
Oh, yeah, he was in Mystery
Men. I mean, we're talking about the 90s.
Yeah, right? But that's right. I forgot. He was pretty funny in that.
Apparently, he's been on What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, yeah, that's where I saw him. That's a pretty funny show. I don't know if you guys are on that, but
I haven't seen it.
It's based on a movie. The movie was hilarious, and they do a good job with the TV show. It's pretty funny.
He was in Gotham as well.
Okay.
He was on The Blacklist for a few episodes. You didn't like The Blacklist.
I thought it started out fantastic, and then it got to be too much about that stupid girl. And
yeah, I got tired of watching it too, and there was just it lasted for way too long. The last movie he was in Reno 911 Miami.
Okay, I missed that one.
I didn't even know that movie existed.
Can you really have a
Reno? Oh, he was in Blow.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. But can you have a Reno 911 in Miami?
Good question.
I'm just curious.
Good question.
Let's try another call. Chase. What's up, Chase?
Hey, guys. You're talking about Ren and Stimpy. I wanted to know, what are each of your top three adult animation shows? I know Fred's going to say Rick and Morty's the GOAT. AJ, do you watch any other ones like that? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I mean, I think the Simpsons is the gold standard. I mean, the Simpsons is the greatest adult cartoon that's ever been made. I think that it probably shouldn't even go into the discussion with the other ones because that's the one, right? That's the greatest.
Yeah, I mean, what's been going for 30 years.
Yeah, no other shows have had this. No other cartoon shows had the success of The Simpsons.
And Rick and Morty, I love, but it's only 5 seasons in.
Right.
We don't know. It could fall off completely, but
my top three besides The Simpsons are probably Beavis and Butthead, which I've talked about before. I love that show. King of the Hill and Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, Rick and Morty, Archer, Beavis and Butthead.
Okay.
But not in that order. I think I'd have Beavis and Butthead ahead of Archer. Although I'm kind of out on Archer the last couple seasons. It's just been, yeah, it was one of those things. It was really clever and really funny and really raunchy. And then it was just, okay, same joke, same joke, same joke, different deal. So didn't like that one as much. But yeah, I think Rick and Morty is one of the most brilliant ones ever made. But, you know, they also signed up for 70 more episodes, so we'll see. That's one thing about The Simpsons you can't argue with. Those guys have stayed relevant.
Yep.
For 30 years now?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Less relevant than they were before, but they're still...
Yeah.
They're still on every Sunday night, I guess. I mean... God bless them.
And a lot of people ask about South Park. South Park never really did it for me.
They didn't do it for me.
Those guys are funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're hilarious. And I love the movies they've done. But for some reason, I've tried to watch it, and it's just like... And I don't know if it's just the way that it's animated that turns me off, but it just never really resonated with me at all. So, 713-780-ESPN. Blue's Clues guy was my... one of my favorite things when my kids were little was get stoned and watch their kids shows with them, like Blue's Clues and Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Well, I don't do drugs around my children.
Yeah, well, I mean, they were usually falling asleep while I was doing it, but yeah. You know what I ordered today?
What did you order?
A bunch of masks.
What?
Yep, like 4 new masks. You know where I ordered them from?
Where?
Boomer Naturals.
Did you use the promo code?
I used the promo code Josh.
Oh, well, that's okay.
I bought 4 of them, and guess what? If you spend over 50 bucks, you get a percentage off.
You get free shipping and handling.
And free shipping, yeah.
Here's the deal, man. These masks, and I'm telling you, it is hard to find a comfortable mask. It's not hard to find a mask. It's hard to find a comfortable mask. Boomer Naturals changed the game. Not only is it comfortable, it's breathable, but it's also actually protecting you. A lot of these masks are just, it's a piece of cloth you put over your face, so it's for show. But if you're actually wanting something that can help protect you, they've got nano silver technology woven into the fabric, can block the little drops and particles from getting to the nose and mouth, and that's what we want. We want to be protected. They also have the neck gaiters, which those have the nano silver as well, and those apparently go very fast. So, and here's the other great thing. They donate one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, so tens of thousands of Americans in need are getting these masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code Hoffman and you'll save 20%. 20%! And you get free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at BoomerNaturals.com. Check them out. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Promo code Hoffman. Save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Promo code Hoffman.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And yeah, a little shout-out to that Boomer Naturals that A.J. was talking about. I spent 50 bucks, so I got the free shipping, and I got the 20% off. And they donated one to... they donated one because of my purchase. So everything you said on there was exactly true. Exactly
very good. Very good. That's what I like.
Yeah.
I like to tell the truth to the people.
Hey, Aaron, tell the people what this beer was again.
So what you are drinking and what AJ and I had a taste of and Tyler is the Six Wards Portlier Than Thou Peanut Butter Porter. And AJ is now pouring some Backfish Circle Hook IPA.
Awesome. So...
Six Wards down in Dickinson and Backfish over in Pearland.
Boomtown Reddit asked, what's your opinion of Howard the Duck? I always thought that movie was better than it got credit for. It was a bomb because they spent so much on it.
I liked Howard the Duck when I was a kid. I tried to rewatch Howard the Duck as an adult, and it's horrible. I mean, it's just a really poorly made movie. But at the time, it entertained me.
Well, Leah Thompson was one of my...
Oh, she was so hot.
She was one of my fantasies. And, you know, duck sex, if you're into that.
I didn't like that part.
Yeah, well, that's... I was just happy that, you know, somebody was able to get some in that movie. So...
I used to rent the same two videos over and over from Stewart's grocery store. In Sweeney, Texas, there wasn't a video store. Well, eventually there became a video store that used to be a pizza place and it turned into a video store. But Stewart's grocery store was where the video renting happened back in the 80s. And I used to rent Ferris Bueller's Day Off and Howard the Duck over and over and over and over until basically the videos didn't work very well. And a lot of it was, I did think Leah Thompson was very hot. I also liked that there was a duck and he talked. So as however old I was, 7 years old or whatever, it was interesting to me. But Ferris Bueller's Day Off, that movie holds up. That's one of the best movies of the 80s. And Mia Sara, who played Sloane Peterson in Ferris Bueller's Day Off,
also very hot.
Probably the hottest chick in the world in 1986. I don't know what. I don't know how Mia Sara is looking these days.
Don't look it up. Don't do it.
I'm not going to.
I don't know why this came up, but at some point I actually did look her up. Don't do it.
But you can. There's no denying Mia Sara was.
Right, you know, and I'm going to go with Fast Times Phoebe Cates
over Mia Sara.
Yeah.
Oh, not me.
Yeah, especially when she comes out of that pool. That was the gold standard. Also, probably don't want to look her up either. So.
What about, do you remember that movie Career Opportunities? Maybe that was early 90s and not 80s. It had Jennifer Connelly in it.
Oh, Jennifer Connelly.
It's the movie about where they get stuck in Target. Like the guy's an overnight janitor at Target. And she's riding that horse. Oh, she's so hot in that movie.
Jennifer Connelly. There was one movie with Don Johnson, Jennifer Connelly, and Virginia Madsen, and he got to tag them both.
Ooh.
I can't remember. I think it's called The Hot Spot. I could be wrong about that, but they were both. Virginia Madsen, early Virginia Madsen. Holy smokes. Again, a little before your time, probably, but she was in this movie called Creator. Played the girlfriend. And then the best thing she ever did was a movie for HBO called Gotham, where she was naked in a bathtub. Also probably before your time. At least where you were too young to be able to watch women naked in a bathtub. So do we have Jerome or not? That's we're working on it. Oh, okay. Well, let's go to Jerome Solomon, Chronicle columnist, TV star, radio star, and apparently too busy for us most days. So happy to have you. What's going on, buddy?
How's it going, gentlemen? I was like, man, I need call up show after listening to AJ and Josh go off for a half hour. y'all are some sick people, man.
Are you,
that was just all kinds of wrong.
Are you friends with brother and show, or are you familiar with either of them?
I don't know them, no. I've met them, I think.
I just assumed that all black guys in the media knew each other.
I think they could be my best friends or mortal enemies. That was hilarious. That was just kind of wrong. it was just wrong. It was hilarious, though. The midnight black gets me every time. You already know that.
Well, there was someone who called Josh's show yesterday, a white dude, who's like, my wife is blacker than midnight, brother. I was like, wow, that's an interesting thing to say.
So clearly, he understands he understands color.
That's right. That's right. Well, Jerome, I mean, obviously now you've got some sporting stuff going on in your life. The Astros are going. The Rockets are going. I've kind of, despite there's been some positive returns on both, I've had my doubts about both. Who would you say has a better chance of winning a title today? Well, not obviously they're not playing for the title today, but as of today, who has a better chance to win the championship, the Rockets or the Astros?
The Astros. I mean, for a billion reasons, but they have championship DNA. You know, they've got a team of their core guys who have all done it before, so they know how it's done. They have the best offense right now in terms of run scored in all of baseball. And they're going to need it. As you know. And at this point, like you say, as of today, neither one has a great chance. But as of today, this, I would think, is the worst that the Astros pitching staff is going to be. It's how much better it's going to get is up for debate, but it can't get any worse, right? Of course, I said that Monday, and then the Osuna news came, but, I mean, it really, it's going to improve on some level somehow. Enough to win it all, well, not on pitching.
Would it shock you?
They have enough other things that, and in baseball, you don't have to be the best at everything to win it all anyway.
I'm going
to
assume it wouldn't shock you if Lance McCullers got hurt at some point this season, so it could get worse.
No, well, yeah, true. don't be got that jinx in those guys, man.
I don't have to. I mean, it's happened literally every single year. It's not me doing this.
Hey, it didn't happen last year.
Are you sure?
Because he didn't play.
Exactly. Didn't play.
He was hurt. An injury last year at all, AJ. No.
All right, my bad. <You gotta say. laughs> But yeah,
and this is not a regular year. I mean, this is he doesn't have to last a whole year. Just a couple months.
That's true. And he's lasted a couple months before in one spurt, but that was that's it. Yeah, I don't know.
And they got a World Series out of that spurt too, sir.
And that's true. And you the know, Rockets,
he was pretty key to that championship run as well.
The Rockets, they have just decided, listen, we're going to be out rebounded by 50. We're going to miss 30 or 40 threes every night. We just need. We need the other team to turn the ball over a million times, and it worked a couple times, and this time it didn't work against the Blazers, who they managed to hold on to the ball relatively well. And do you think this recipe that the Rockets are using right now is actually viable?
The recipe is viable. Whether it's viable with this team is a completely different question, and we kind of got out of it because they were gone for so long, and you know there was many, many more important things to worry about and be concerned about. But after watching about a half of their return against the Mavericks, you're like, oh yeah, that's right, they're not a good defensive team. I kind of forgot about that. And so they're still the same team they have been. They're good enough to beat anybody on any random night. Are they good enough to beat anybody on a random night that has a good defensive team? And you're going to face some defensive teams when you get into the playoffs. And are they good enough to play defense well enough to beat the best teams four times in a playoff series? They don't have to play great defense all four of those games, but they're going to have to play great defense a couple of times to beat some of these people. You just can't bet on them because you know they're going to not show up some quarters, some halves, and some entire games on defense.
Jerome, do you think we're going to have college football? I got so excited yesterday when we had Coach O on that I'm just like, oh, I can't wait for college football. Do you think it's actually going to happen?
Dude, I go back and forth. It's going to happen in some way, shape, or form. And I literally just flipped today to the, do I really want it? You know, I want college football. That's not the question I'm answering. Do I want what they're going to put out there if they get to put it out there this season? Do we really want that? Because I mean, we really, you know, we were some crack fiends looking for some dope when the Major League Baseball started, and it's okay, but we've convinced ourselves that it's probably a little better than it is. But it's so much better than nothing. The NBA, it's basketball. They're going to play. That's okay. But the weird fans and the noise, it's not the same. And when it gets to the playoffs, I think we're going to start going, you know what? This is not really what I'm in here for. But neither one of those sports are like college football. College football, it is everything. Can you imagine you watching a game at Kyle Field and A&M is choking like they usually do, but there's nobody in the stands? Or are they going to desecrate that great stadium by putting cardboard cutouts in the stands or virtual people that they magically appear on TV there? If it's not going to be college football, I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so I don't care if it comes back or not. I want it to be like it is, and I don't think it can be this year.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be what it is, but I mean, it's just like everything else. This is a different world. You have to adjust, and if you don't have fans for a year, you don't have fans. I still think it'd be fun to have the sport. What I'm interested in is how all these leagues are kind of having different rules. Like I saw the AAC came out, and basically you're going to play your 8-game conference schedule, and you can still schedule up to 4 other games. And that just, mm-hmm. that just seems odd to me, considering everybody else is going with, you know, Big 12 is one non-conference game, ACC is one, SEC is SEC only, Big 10's Big 10 only. I mean, it feels like that's going to be the weird part of it.
There's an argument to be made that if you think they can play, well, just go ahead and play. What difference does it
right,
make if
right.
you think they can play? And so the AAC is using that in some sense, but they're also using the advantage of, hey, we're open for business. anybody got games? Need a game? We're here for you. You know what I mean? So they're going to maximize this horrible situation. The Big 12 and Pac 12 and, you know, the big boys, they can afford to narrow it down to just their conference games and erase the out of conference games because their survival isn't dependent on an out of conference game. Trust me, the University of Texas, they're not even going to feel the loss of the LSU game. They're just not. I mean, it doesn't matter what it would have meant to them. It doesn't matter because it's just one game. But, you know, what the Big 12 will get out of those home games, and if every game is a conference game, every game is a home game, is, you know, they can get that. The AAC doesn't have that. The AAC, U of H can play 20 home games and not match up to what A&M or UT can do in a single season, you know. So the AAC is doing it the right way. In some sense, if they really go, hey, we're going to roll the dice, and they're just going to roll the dice 12 times, possibly. They don't. It just to them, they don't think it matters, and they might get away with it. But if they don't, boy, it could be really ugly. I do like what you said, though. I'd be surprised if their league gets 12 games in. I think more likely they'll cancel a game here or there and get down, but. I'm not even mad at him for trying to do it. If you're going to play him in November, you might as well play him in October. You're going to play him in October, you might as well play him in September.
Yeah, I have a – to me, it's going to be so hard to keep everything under control with this. Even the NFL is going to be difficult enough with 32 teams, but now you've got this many. Mm-hmm. But I kind of like them leaving it a little open-ended with the AAC because – you know, now maybe Houston can pick up a game against a Big 12 team that needs a home game or something like that. So
yeah,
which would be kind of cool.
Yeah, they could take advantage of other people needing games, so that can happen. And you know, is it necessary to say you're not going to play a football game on pick a date September 20th, right? Yeah, right now. Now, of course, 2 weeks out, you may go, well, that's not going to work. But here, the first week of August, for an AAC team, it doesn't matter whether you say you're playing September 20th or not. You might as well say you are, and you cancel it at the last minute that you can cancel it. It behooves them to do that. And plus, you know, I'm talking about them being able to get those games in, which is an advantage. They'll also be able to potentially, I guess, dominate the television market for several weeks. If they're the only league playing, you know, or the largest league playing, if all the other conferences are waiting until a conference play, all the big boys, the Power Five, I think it's a shrewd move. It may turn out to, you know, cause them a whole lot of flack down the road. But as of today, I can't even criticize them until I see what happens. It could be the dumbest thing ever done, or it could be, man, that was pretty smart. Right now, I really don't think we know.
All right.
And now, it'd be really dumb to say we're going to play them and then say the virus and cases gets worse over the next month and they still go, we don't care. We're playing these games. That would be really dumb. But, you know, I mean, our president has said, and I don't know why you people don't listen, our president has said this thing could just magically disappear. Oof. And y'all don't listen. Y'all just haters.
No, it's going to disappear. I'm with him. It's going to magically disappear, maybe tomorrow.
So if it disappears in a couple of weeks, man, All those people in Austin would be sitting there going, darn. Jerome. Now we're sitting here smoking our weed out on the lake where we could be smoking our weed inside DKR.
You know when the virus will disappear. The day after the election, obviously.
Yeah, because Twitter told me that over and over and over again.
That's the rumor. All right, that's Jerome Solomon.
Yeah.
Hear him on Houston Sports Show here on Sundays here on our fine airwaves, and check out his TV show as well on Channel 2. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, gentlemen. And, hey, man, leave those people alone on the other station. Ain't nobody bothering them. Nobody listening to them. Why you bothering?
All right, brother. I'll make sure I leave them alone from going here on out, man. I ain't got no beef with you, Jerome. Listen up, brother.
Have a good one, man.
I played with a lot of black guys when I was the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, man. You're all right with me, brother.
What did Josh say? Jet lag. Jet lag. Caught that pass in the preseason. He went to an HBCU. You know, I don't know which one. One of them that the black ones go to.
Yeah, he went to that one something state or another. Alabama ANTPRQ.
Y'all were killing me. That's just sick. On some level, I'm probably not supposed to be laughing at that.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Jerome.
Good to see you, man. You guys are killing me with this today. Man, we've been talking about all the sports going on with baseball and NBA and how I've been watching NHL all day. Guess what? If you go to MyBookie and you haven't signed up yet, now's the time because they're going to match your first deposit 100%. And I even got $25 free play on golf from them today. So if you're already signed up, just keep an eye on your email, your text. They're going to send you all kinds of stuff like that. You can bet MMA, you can bet NASCAR, and they're all on mybookie.ag. And you want to bet on your favorite team, you can do that. If you want to bet on the Astros or Rockets or follow Aaron along on the Blackhawks, MyBookie is the place to go. And the best thing about them is you bet, you win, they pay. That simple. And I've been playing hockey a little bit. I'm about to crank it up here in the next couple days. You can do parlays, live betting, totals, lines. They have it all. Join today, and MyBookie will match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code RADIO when signing up. That's promo code RADIO. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay.
The King of Kings. Bow down to the King.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Man, I had about 20 sports stories today to get to. We have not done a single one of them. I kind of like it. But we will do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right. I'm sure you've heard the story about the mystery seeds from China and how you shouldn't plant them if you get them, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea.
Aaron, you're familiar with this?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, pretty much everybody has been told if you get a package from China with seeds in it, don't plant
them. Burn it.
Yeah, don't plant them, right? Well, if you were to rank in order someone from which state would plant the seeds, what would be your top three choices for states?
Oklahoma.
Okay.
Florida.
Okay.
Arkansas.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Those are the exact three states all of us would guess, right?
I think so.
Brother. Hey, brother, I plant me some crops down here from China.
Oh, boy. It is
China, Texas ain't far from Baytown, man.
To be fair, the man planted the seeds before agriculture officials issued a dire warning. But apparently he said, we planted the seeds just to see what would happen. Every 2 weeks, I'd come by and put Miracle-Gro on it, and they just started growing like crazy.
Well, there you go.
The plant is producing large white fruit from orange flowers that resembles those of a squash.
Is he eating it?
No, now that they've figured that brave. Out. Yeah, this is our concern is from an invasive pest aspect. These seeds could introduce an invasive weed or an invasive insect pest or a plant disease. This is pretty simple. And, you know, this may sound wrong, but are we taking anything from China right now?
No.
Because, number one, they sent us a virus.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're trying to send us seeds that we shouldn't be planting. They had tried to send us a bubonic plague.
Yeah, murder hornets.
Murder hornets.
I think they're the ones who sent that that stuff to Beirut that exploded. I think
probably that was probably Chinese.
That's a lie, but yeah. Just saying, if we're piling on, let's pile on.
Yeah, I mean that's you know, anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Guys, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. And you might be thinking, well, I don't want to deal with insurance. Well, guess what? If you own your home, you're dealing with insurance. You might, and here's the other thing. You might be paying more than you need to. I know I was. And I sent the same text. I texted the word money to 232323. They asked for my address. Sent that back. They sent me a full quote and proposal within 15 seconds. I looked at it and I compared it to what I was paying. And now I'm saving over $1,000 annually because I was paying way, way too much for my homeowner's insurance. And I'm getting even better coverage now than I was. Guys, it's legit. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 1,000 reviews. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year. There's no need. There's no reason not to do it. They're going to get you refunded on your old policy so you can start saving right away. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with TGS Insurance.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPNHouston for 20% off.